Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yes, I just want to take an opportunity to thank the citizens of District 1. I've represented you for 18 years, and obviously, since our last meeting, there was an election, and I appreciate everyone that voted for me. I appreciate that everyone that voted against me. I just appreciated people that participated and paid attention.
Good. That's the right thing to say. That's exactly the right thing to say. I appreciate the process. I appreciate it when people express their views and participate, even if it's against me.
So I want to thank all the volunteers that helped me campaign for seven different election cycles. And I go out 6-1. That's not a bad record. I'd vote on that horse, but
I'd vote on that horse. Bet on whatever, you know, I bet on that horse, you know. And listen, the one thing, not the only one thing, but one thing I'll definitely give credit to Jeff Bergosh about is, at least historically, he knows how to campaign. He goes out and works. He knocks doors. He talks to people. He, you know, makes promises. And I think he works hard. I have a lot of other things to say. but yeah, and this time it just, you know, this time obviously it did not pay off. He got beat handily by Steve Stroberger in, you know, a majority win, which has not happened in that district for quite some time. But he says, I will work with him and transition to him. And, you know, I'm still here, but he's coming on board and I'll help him any way he needs it.
I also want the citizens to know this. I'm here till November 18th. And my goal is that you notice no difference whatsoever. I'm going to attend the meetings. I'm going to be active. I'm going to make votes. I'm going to show up at committee meetings. And I'm also going to work with Commissioner-elect Steve Stroberger, who I want to publicly congratulate for his victory. I called him that night after it was clear that I had not been successful in my reelection.
And that's one thing also I give him credit for. He publicly conceded. He posted it on Facebook. He didn't pitch a fit about it. He called Steve Stroberger. And, you know, those are all good things. Those are all good things. Not every politician who gets voted out of office has that level of courtesy for the system. there are obvious examples. so anyway, you draw whatever conclusions you will. At least Jeff Bergosh has that going for him.
He's seamless, and I'm going to work with Commissioner-elect Stroberger to get him, you know, up to speed if he wants any kind of a download before that. And on November 18th, I'll still be here, and on November 19th, he'll be here. And I just want the citizens to know you need anything in between then and now, District 1 at Myascambia. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So that was relatively early in the county commission meeting. And then later in the county commission meeting, and the in-between there and the end, there was a lot. There was actually quite a lot of stuff in this meeting, including a big discussion about the Escambia Children's Trust. I'm just not going to get into that today. There was so much in this meeting. Let me just make one note. I will come back to the Escambia Children's Trust on a different day. I'm very disappointed. I'll just put it that way. I'm very disappointed in the vote. I'm not surprised. Surprised and disappointed are not the same thing, and maybe you can't be disappointed when you're not surprised, but I was unsurprised and yet disappointed. So, you know, there you go. So we had a conversation about EMS bad debt. We had a conversation about the SS United States. We had a conversation about, you know, football safety. And then at the end of the meeting, we had an hour to talk about the texts. And allow me to say in advance, as we talk about this multiple times today, wow. That's all I have to say about that. For now. That's actually not all I have. I have a lot to say about this. I almost don't even know where to begin. There's just so much in this conversation. But here's what I will say. I have talked to some people that I consider to be reliable sources, and I will say there's a lot of things Jeff says that are false on this topic. I don't know how to weigh more things that are false than are true. Maybe. But there's a lot of things that are false when he talks about this subject. And it's fascinating to me because the level of, generously error, ungenerously lying, you know, sometimes people say what they believe to be true and it's actually false because they misremember. You can't get this much wrong and it all be an accident. Because he was worked up about this subject, going through the history of what he claimed happened in regards to his phone. And we're now on like version 3 or 4 of how this all went. Now, because you remember there was a couple of years ago when he came out in the commission meeting and he publicly thanked the IT department for saving his phone. Which probably if he hadn't done that, it's not even clear anybody would have known it happened. There wouldn't have been anybody to even ask for the record or get the record or get all these texts, these 60,000 texts or whatever. So here we go. A little bit of a taste. This is just the preview, right? The main attraction in subsequent openings of the hours.
You know, look, we've talked about this for a long time. I think the appropriate place where we should be talking about this is in a shade session, but I was told on the 21st we could not have one. The decision has been made to cancel it. So I guess we're going to talk about this out in the open.
You can't have a shade session for litigation that's ending, right? That's if you're not going to pursue the litigation, you've gotten a judge saying no, and there's no will for the board to appeal it because they're just going to continue to lose. And so there can't be a shade session to talk about something that's ending, right?
If you look at the entirety of the circumstance, I had a phone that was malfunctioning, had a lot of public records on it. And I used my phone for business, my business at the base, my personal, and I get calls and texts on it that relate to county business. I lost the Apple ID. The Apple ID was tied to an email that was gone. Couldn't get the Apple ID. Called the AT&T, went to the AT&T store. Everyone's solution was re-image it. Otherwise, your phone was locked out. It was activation locked. It was locked down.
So, not sure whether he lost the ID, lost access to the email, or just put the code in wrong a couple of times, you know, and got locked out. But that part, you know, mostly accurate, I would say. Again, you know, based on the people that I have talked to. But, you know, the phone wasn't malfunctioning. The phone was doing what it does when you either lose your code or put in the wrong code or, you know, that's not a malfunction. That's the phone actually doing what it's supposed to do.
So we called Apple corporate and they said, you know, if you could take it to the IT department, we'll give them the code and we can save all the records. So that's what I did. And I was told at the time by the director of IT, it was a very simple process. He had a program that could do it. It would just be time consuming to download it. So I did it.
Okay. So no, not correct. By the way, just as we're going through this, you ask yourself the question, does it seem likely? Right? Does it seem likely? Because, you know, some of the people that, you know, that I have talked to, frankly, they're still scared of Jeff Bergosh. And I understand that. A lot of people are scared of Jeff Bergosh. A lot of people are scared and don't want to talk on the record. Okay, so I get that. Do you think it's likely that what Apple would say is, oh, no, go to the IT department, your county government. Like, they'll solve it. Does that seem, John, you're an Apple user.
Oh, yes,
you do beta
I
testing
am.
For them. Does that seem like the kind of thing that Apple would say?
No. I can guarantee you that because the FBI and Homeland have been to
right.
Apple.
And they can't get Apple to do anything for them.
That's right.
Right? So what actually is the case is they will allow you, if you can prove that you own the phone, like if you can prove an original receipt, they'll give you a code so that you can wipe the phone, restore the phone, But they're not going to help you get into that. They're not helping you get into that phone under any circumstances. So, but if you manage to restore the phone and that phone is then linked, for example, to cloud data that mm-hmm. might have a backup of your texts or might have your music or your photos or whatever, you might be able to access them that way.
The problem is, he said, I just heard it a couple of minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
he said that his Apple ID wasn't associated with some email or something like that. No, sir, you're not getting that mess back.
So somehow that's how it turned out. Somehow the phone got restored, but he was able to get access to the stuff. That's why it took so long to download, is because they're downloading off the cloud somewhere. That's somehow that's what turned up. He says that the county had the program already. Oh, because the county's just got, you know, Apple crack programs laying around. They did not. They had to go out and buy the program. It's a program called CopyTrans. Now, it's not all that expensive. It's $50. But it's a program that, you know, the county has a program for county phones. It's called Smarsh. And that's the program that all of your official phones use. And it's a program that does, in fact, make copies of, index, download, whatever you want to call it, has the records for the phone. So if you make a records request on, you know, Stephen Barry's county phone, they just go to the Smarsh, type it in, blah, 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 it's real easy. And remember I asked Wes Moreno after all of this came out, I asked him last year, I said, so that seems like a good system. Why don't we use that system on personal phones? And his answer was some variant, I don't remember the exact expression of, well, the hell we're going to do that. You know, like, no way they're not going to do that. And I just thought, look, if you're using a phone that's got public records on it, you want to make sure they're preserved. You want to make sure they're accessible. You want to archive them as easily as possible. And frankly, to save yourself the time and inconvenience, okay, of, you know, having to produce these records and go through them. Instead, when somebody asks you, give me all the text messages between, you know, David Morgan and Jeff Bergosh, bloop, 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 here you go. You know, like, that should be easy. You should like that. No, that doesn't exist on private phones. That does exist on their county phone. Doesn't exist on the private phones. That would be a good thing to have. So, no. This most of what he just said, incorrect. But nevertheless, we continue on, okay? So, and it is time-consuming to download. That's correct. It does take a long time to create this file. Remember, he was going out of the country, and he wanted to have his phone, which he was, you know, stressed about not having his phone on the out-of-country trip, but he was also wanting to have all of his records restored, and he was wanting to make sure that he had his public records, you know, available, restored, all of his text messages, all of the evidence that he has to be able to use whatever way he sees fit, whether for public records or for something else. And so he goes on.
Since that time, I received the thumb drive with all of my backup, my text messages, 1,600 color photographs, lots of personal information.
And a whole bunch of public records, which was the pretext for him saying to the county staff, here, do this thing for me, right? You know, there's public records on here, help me solve them. If he had not had, you know, public records on his personal phone, we wouldn't have been in this position. They wouldn't have had to buy the program to do a favor for him to figure out how to create a backup for a phone that's, you know, he's locked himself out of.
And when the copy was being made, I told Mr. McCaslin and Bart Siders, this is a lot of personal stuff.
That's James. That's James McCaslin and Bart Siders. Bart's the IT director. James was the second.
This is a lot of personal stuff, but I know there's public records on here. This was after COVID, related to COVID. There were a lot of attorney-client privileged conversations. A lot, again, personal stuff. A lot of stuff about employees that I supervise at the base. And I asked them to delete the copies. There is no requirement under Florida statutes that a public record, that duplicate copies of a public record be maintained. I was the custodian of this record. I am the custodian of the record.
Now, here's where we start to get into what I would see. The stuff about Apple's not all that important as a lie or an error. This stuff starts to be pretty important. I have been told, again, you know, by sources I trust, that he did not ever say destroy the record. He did not ever. Let's imagine that he told McCaslin, you know, to destroy the record. Well, McCaslin doesn't work for him. McCaslin works for Wes Moreno. The county commissioner can't tell an employee what to do. That would have to come from legal or from the administrator, or let's say it was Bart, or I mean, or whoever was working on this. You know, he can't give instructions to them, and didn't. In fact, the way I understand this all took place is he kind of got his phone unlocked, and then they got access to the account they needed to download, and then he left on vacation, and they continued the download, which took like the whole night. So they were making the file, the thumb drive, whatever you want to call it, their, you know, the data record. And even if he had told them to destroy it, which he didn't, okay, he says he did. Other people have told me that did not happen. He can't tell them to destroy it because once you put a public record on a county server, or once you put a bit of information on a public, it becomes a public record. And the only way that would get deleted is if the attorney authorized that, right? If somebody, because if I'm working on this and I get told, you know, hey, make this thing, delete it, give it to me. I'm like, no, I don't. I mean, if I destroy a public record, I think that's bad for me, right? So it's a very natural thing to keep that because that's how you avoid breaking the law. But also, if you're wanting to make sure that the program works correctly, if it might be a better program to use than Smarsh, if you want to make, you know, just there's all kinds of reasons why you might keep like test copy, okay? You might do with any file that you download because, you know, downloading files and keeping archives of these things is a very common thing to do. So, yeah, he claims many, many, many times that he told him to destroy it. Again, I have been told that did not happen. And B, it doesn't make sense that he'd be able to do it. And C, it'd probably be illegal for people to delete that file because, you know, whether there are public records mixed in with private records or anything like that is not up for anybody but maybe theoretically legal staff to call through, as we know happened after the fact when the existence of these records came out and people did go through them and spend hours and hours and hours and hours doing this. So there's a lot more to this. We're just kind of getting started. Trust me, we're just getting started. But this whole narrative around how this took place and all the little lies that are being told are important parts of him trying to persuade everybody that he did everything right, he was betrayed, this is all a horrible violation of his personal privacy, and, you know, he's virtuous and everybody else is wicked, and this is why the county should continue to support him and not pay out any money, and go, which they ultimately did not do. They ultimately voted 3-1 to pay off the attorney's fees and end this nonsense. Of course, we're still waiting on what the judge does. But like I said, there's more. We'll talk about it throughout the morning. 527 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
This is a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Commander. I'm here to put you back on schedule.
I never understood before.
So yesterday was a sad news day with the passing of the voice of Darth Vader and Mufasa and King Joffrey Jaffer from Coming to America and so many other roles, and Admiral Greer from the Tom Clancy movies. 93 years young, James Earl Jones has passed away. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline for us. David?
Well, former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris now just hours away from their first, possibly their only debate, less than 2 months before the presidential election.
And now they're resetting expectations from the Harris campaign because they were hoping to fact check Donald Trump in real time with open mics. And now they're upset they got to abide by the Biden closed mic system, which they say advantages him to keep him from looking bad.
Fox News, I'm CJ Poppitz. Debate night, former President Trump and Vice President Harris.
Her team is scrambling to rewrite her playbook after the rules were finalized with those muted mics. This will be the first time the two candidates cross paths in person. For Harris, it's her first time ever on the biggest debate stage in the world.
Now, Fox's Griff Jenkins, Fox News Radio, will be providing live coverage and a simulcast of the ABC presidential debate beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. Francine churns in the Gulf.
Not a hurricane yet, but we are expecting a Category 2 making landfall along the coast of Louisiana.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean, about 600,000 people, nearly half of East Timor's population, packing a seaside park earlier for Pope Francis' final mass in a nation that's 97% Catholic. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we do have cloudy skies, 72 degrees in Pensacola. A Fort Walton Beach couple now facing child neglect charges after their young child was found running nude on a road in Okaloosa County. Deputies say they found the boy running across four lanes of traffic, nearly getting hit by vehicles, but they were able to get him to safety. Deputies say the child was also covered in feces. They recognized the boy, took him to his residence in Fort Walton Beach, where another child was then found running nude around that area and covered again in feces. Investigators say the home was in deplorable condition, and 34-year-old Danielle and 32-year-old Jacob Robertson were both charged with child neglect. The Department of Children and Families is now investigating. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says he's not for Proposition 3 that would legalize the recreational use of marijuana around the state.
Look at California and look at Colorado. Both of those passed legalized, you know, recreational marijuana, and look at them now. If you go back and ask everybody who voted for it, except for the guys who smoke dope every day and stay home and play Xbox or whatever, everybody would like to take their vote back pretty much because it's turned both those states into a total wreck.
And Johnson says one of the arguments that supporters use is it would eliminate illicit drug dealers, although he says he doesn't believe it would have as much of an effect, as many people would still purchase the drugs illegally to get the variants laced with still illegal substances. Well, we're still learning about the circumstances behind that fatal shooting at the Appalachie High School in Georgia last week. But yesterday it was revealed that the suspected shooter's mother had called the school about a half hour before the gunfire started to warn them about an emergency with her son. School officials here in Escambia County say any time a concern like that is called in, they immediately take action.
But, you know, if there's reports of things going on in our schools, then we definitely take it serious. We act upon it immediately. I can tell you our school district, we receive kind of those kind of reports on the daily basis. And, you know, we do things working with our sheriff's office, working with the city to make sure that, you know, we are prepared and we're responding.
That is Escambia County Public School Safety Specialist Kyle Kinzer, who says every school in the Escambia School District holds monthly drills so both students and staff members know how to react in case of a real threat. Kinzer also says all middle and high schools have Escambia School Resource Officers, and elementary schools are all protected by guardians, who he says have now been working with the school district for 6 years. Well, SpaceX finally getting the Polaris Dawn mission off the ground.
Ignition. Go Falcon, go Polaris.
Got one Alpha.
And the Polaris Dawn mission blasting off overnight with a successful launch. Of course, it had faced several delays due to helium leaks, bad weather, and some other issues. But now it's been launched. If everything goes as planned, the four civilian astronauts embarking on a five-day journey will take part in the first ever commercial spacewalk. It's 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 81. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. On Wednesday, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Rain chances increase as we go later into your day on Wednesday with a chance of severe weather as Francine makes landfall Wednesday morning. As we go into Wednesday afternoon, things are looking around 79 degrees with a low near 75. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And 72 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Our next news at 6.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Apple has announced its iPhone 16 Pro Max will start at roughly $1,200 and the iPhone 16 at nearly $800. Pre-orders are set to begin Friday and in-store sales on September 20th. The first set of Apple Intelligence AI features will be available in a free software update next month. Apple indicated these features include text message reply suggestions, email summarizations, and offer writing recommendations, among other things. Millions of DirecTV customers lost Disney networks, including pay TV network ESPN, last week amid a battle over contract bundling and fees. The blackout left customers without access to the U.S. Open and the debut of college football this season, and now could mean they won't be able to see the NFL's opening Monday night football game. Sources say Disney and DirecTV are not likely to reach a deal in time for tonight's football. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 5:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, I had a good opportunity to talk to our friend Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Good to have you. So, story out of the South Santa Rosa News about a guy named Paul Dwayne Brown, who has been booked into your Hilton as a consequence of what looks like a DUI charge, damage to property, driving his truck back on the first north on the causeway, running into other cars and kind of running them I guess, off the road or something. Good Lord. I mean, just, you know, it's...
I can guarantee you he was not on his way to play Jeopardy. So, yeah, and he's a member of my gated community now, which is, you know, it's getting full. And, yeah, the drinking and driving part, you know, that's bad enough. But then you're going, you know, you're speeding and you're in a 35 zone. God only knows how fast he was actually going when he struck the poor guy. But, yeah, you always end up in jail sooner or later doing intelligent stuff like that.
So you arrest, or your deputies arrest, a lot of these folks for DUI.
Yeah.
What is it, mostly alcoholics who should absolutely know better? Is it mostly people who, you know, they drink two beers, you know, at a dinner, and but then this one time they had four and thought they were okay? Like, who's the culprit most of the time?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it runs the spectrum. So you can, both those scenarios you just said, we get a lot of both. And I can tell you that the highest DUI, the BAC I ever got, I arrested a guy in a McDonald's drive-thru in Navarre at 11:30 in the morning, and he blew a .44.
Wait, .4, like five times the limit?
Yes. And wow. When we have this questionnaire that we ask him, you know, when about how many beers they had, whatever, you know. And I asked him what he had been drinking, and this is the best part. This is when you know you're an alcoholic. Number one, when you blow over .40 and you're still talking and getting up and walking around, that's bad enough. He got drunk on Listerine.
What?
Yes, Listerine. Yes.
Wow. You had to drink a lot of Listerine.
Actually, Listerine is like almost all alcohol. So, but still, just the fact that, you know,
that's
when
where
you
he
use
was.
It as mouthwash, it burns. Can you imagine what it does to your esophagus and stomach? It's just, it's incredible.
So,
yeah.
So it really is. It's kind of across the spectrum of, you know,
it
where
is.
It comes from. The state has been running these ads dealing with marijuana as we're coming into the, you know, election season and Proposition 3. And, you know, I guess one of the ads from the Florida Department of Health is about, and they're not specifically related to that, but a lot of us kind of read it as related to that. But they're talking about high driving, you know, driving while high.
Yeah.
Since the use of marijuana is so much more prevalent than it ever has been before, even though it's theoretically only for medical uses, do you find that that is also a contributing factor in wrecks these days?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it impairs it just like alcohol. And, you know, I could tell you I'm against Amendment 3 and you know, recreational use. These commercials are saying, well, they'll get it from legitimate people other than drug dealers. The drug dealers aren't going to go away. They're not going away because Amendment 3 passed. Look at California and look at Colorado. Both of those passed, legalized, you know, recreational marijuana, and look at them now. If you go back and ask everybody who voted for it, except for the guys who smoke dope every day and stay home and play Xbox or whatever, everybody would like to take their vote back pretty much because it's turned both those states into a total wreck. And, you know, they say, well, we're going to tax it and we're going to do all that. Yeah, you're going to tax a very, very small portion of people. The other people are still going to get it from different places because they want it laced with stuff. They want it laced with fentanyl. They want it laced with, you know, PCP or whatever their drug of choice is. So that's not really going to change. It's not going to change much other than you're going to see all these places popping up, you know, selling weed.
Yeah.
That's
a scary thing to consider that, you know, like you say, that especially nowadays with the lacing of all the other drugs that people are interested in. Somebody texted me in that Listerine is 26.9%. That'd be like, what, 54 proof? Good Lord. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So Sheriff Bob Johnson, I did want to ask you just briefly. We've been talking about this a little bit this morning, this terrible shooting where this guy shoots into drivers on a highway from an embankment in Kentucky. And they're still looking for this guy. But, you know, he injured five people, you know, shot at like nine different cars. Thank God nobody got killed. What it tells me, sort of like the shooting that took place on the commuter train the other day where, you know, four people got killed by a guy on a commuter train. What it reminds me of is we live in a society that even though we have criminals and we deal with crime, 99.999999% of the people in the time, you're safe. But we take safety for granted all kinds of ways and places, right? And if somebody is dedicated to do something wicked, you know, God help you, you're just not really safe anywhere, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have a percentage of the population who's just nuts. I mean, really. Yeah. I mean, anybody who just wakes up in the morning and says, geez, I just want to go kill people I don't even know. Yeah, they need to be institutionalized. And you hear a lot of people say, well, it's these guns. We got to take the guns. You know, taking guns from law-abiding citizens is not going to stop nuts from shooting people because they're going to keep their guns. They don't care about the laws, obviously, because they're shooting people. And this guy's a perfect example. This guy just shooting into random cars. Yeah, he doesn't need to be breathing free air. He really doesn't. And hopefully when they get a hold of him, they'll put him in prison for the rest of his life. But it's just some people are just hateful.
Yeah, it's such a terrible thing to think about because, you just don't think. Like, I actually had an experience where I was driving a car on a country road, and I think it was, I don't know if it was BB or 22 or just a rock, but, you know, the window got blown out. And I still to this day don't know what happened. Well, you know, I didn't get hurt. All I lost was a window, but I just don't know from where. And I was, kind of weirdly traumatized by that for quite some time, scared to drive on that road, scared to drive at night because you just don't know what to expect, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, you have to keep your head on a swivel. Even in a place like Santa Rosa County where we have one of the lowest crime rates in the state, I mean, we're very, you know, most people feel safe 99.9% of the time, like you were saying.
Right.
But still, I recommend people, you know, get their concealed weapons permit, even though you don't have to have one now. I still recommend you get them and you carry a gun, you know, to protect yourself and your family, because there are people out there that will hurt you for absolutely no reason.
And it's often not the threat you think about. It's the threat you didn't consider. And, you know, obviously carrying a gun isn't going to protect you from a guy on a bank on a, you know, on a highway. But you don't know where it might protect you from. You don't know when it might come in handy. And, you know, it's always better to have it and not need it. Right.
That's a fact.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, thank you, sir, for keeping us safe. Thanks for keeping us informed. I appreciate the work, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.
Absolutely. 547 here on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, John, you heard me tell that story, and just a minute ago, you're like, that really happened? Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
If you ask me to make my best guess of what happened, I think my window got shot out with a .22.
Okay.
That's what I think happened, because I thought I heard an explosion, and then the glass shattered, and, you know, I mean, I was fine, and I did never find a bullet, so I don't know.
Did you not find a hole or anything in the window?
Oh, it totally shattered. Oh, I mean, it completely shattered. Okay. Yeah, it was a side window, a driver's side window. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it made me uncomfortable to drive on that road for like a year, even though that was right by my house.
Wasn't it a country road?
Yep, yeah, definitely a country road.
Okay.
I mean, that's just...
That's on your own.
How dare you?
I know.
How dare you drive on a country road and not realize you can get your windows shut out? Well, you know. Maybe that's not what I expect out of life. 547 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can laugh now because you cried then, because it was stressful back then. Hey, if you're considering getting a new car, not just a new window, and you don't know what's out there, you don't know what to look at, or you just kind of want to find out, or maybe you got a car that's aging and, you know, you're slow to acknowledge that it has passed due, okay? Because I don't know if you're like this, but I definitely am. I always wait too long, mostly because I don't like the process of buying a car, but also because I kind of hope. You know, what happens is you hope you're going to put this $800 repair in, and then the car is going to be fine for 3 years. You know, it's irrational, but that's what you hope. You hope you're going to, like, win the lottery ticket of car repairs, right? So you put it off, and then, you put $800 in now, and then you put $500 in 3 months, and, you know, and then you start regretting all your life choices. Anyway, go to Frontier Motors. Look around. See what they've got. Good quality used cars. Cars that are almost new. The kind of car you buy and then you don't have to worry about putting money into it because you can drive it for a long time. A quality car is almost new. And, you know, we bought with our Honda Odyssey. It's like 12,000 miles on a car that was 1 year old. Okay, so that's the kind of thing that they specialize in. Plus, they'll do you Carfax for free, whether you buy a car from them or not. You know, you can buy from somebody else and they'll give you a Carfax. You're like, why would they do that? Because they can help. So just go to Frontier. 300 cars and trucks on the lot. Look around, see what you like, and do what you want, but at least get informed. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Thank you. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tonight, it's Class X. A high-energy, fun, classic rock cover band with two powerful lead vocalists playing the best from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some from today. It's Bands on the Beach tonight at 7 with Class X.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From one generation to the next.
Weston rolling right, throws the pass on the end. It's caught! He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Memphis Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by All Season Service Network, A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, Calvert's in the Heights, and DeFranco Gas.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Let them wait. I'm talking to my son.
Now the corporation stop
pushing faster.
Been a multiple shooting.
Yeah, it's going to be all James Earl Jones all day today. For obvious, well, maybe not obvious, if you don't know, he passed away at the age of 93, and so we are honoring the man, or maybe I should say we're honoring the voice, because it was an unbelievable, you know, he had a stutter as a kid, a debilitating stutter. I mean, you know, it's amazing how the stuff that people overcome and, you know, what they're able to accomplish, and in spite of, you know, I'm sure people told him he was crazy for, you know, doing voice acting or whatever, or doing acting, you know. But he had, for years apparently, had learned to basically not talk in public. And then somebody got him to read a poem in class or something like that, and he did, and it was flawless, and it was beautiful, and it was his voice. And they're like, you must talk a lot, you know, and that changed his whole life. And all of our lives who had an opportunity to be blessed by the voice of Mufasa and King Joffrey Jofer and, of course, Darth Vader. 437-1620. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, it is day four of the search for Joseph Couch, the Kentucky interstate shooter. Officials now offering a $15,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. Of course, he's wanted for that shooting on I-75 in Laurel County on Saturday evening. I guess the good news coming out of that is that five people went to the hospital, but all five of those people were expected to survive.
Hallelujah.
SpaceX celebrating a historic launch from the Space Coast overnight. The Polaris Dawn mission finally getting off the ground after several delays due to helium leaks and bad weather. But if all goes according to plan there, the four civilian astronauts will be on their five-day journey, and they'll take part in the first-ever commercial spacewalk.
What's the name of that mission again?
Polaris Dawn.
Great name.
It is. It really is.
Great name. I want to buy that car.
Like, yeah, it sounds like something that would have an action movie made
after it,
doesn't it? It does.
It absolutely does. Chuck Norris and Steven Seagal and, I don't know, Robert De Niro are all in it.
Why not? All-star cast.
Everybody who's old enough to be president, almost. Go ahead.
And the North Carolina Supreme Court says former independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is to be removed from state ballots ahead of the general election. That coming after Michigan's Supreme Court ruled that he would have to remain on the ballot despite dropping out of the race.
Oh, he's actually getting some now. Okay, because he had said, 10? He was going to be removed from about 10 of the battleground states,
right,
where voting for him might actually affect the election by drawing votes away from Trump. And he says, don't vote for me in swing states. Just vote for me in you know, where there's no chance I can win states, basically. So, which I think is, you know, and he's had trouble getting off of these ballots, right? They're all kind of denying him. I haven't been paying attention state by state, but every time a headline comes out, it seems to be a can't get off the ballot in such and such battleground state. So, all right, David, thanks so much for the update. 554 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we have this tropical system. Tropical storm. What is the name? Florence? Is that all of a sudden I put it away. Francine. That's right. Francine. Which is sort of just south and east of the border between Texas and Mexico along the coast, and it's out in the water. It's about 65 miles an hour sustained wind right now, and it's going to get stronger. Category 1 we expect today. Okay, maybe Category 2 before landfall, which is likely to be mid-afternoon tomorrow on the Louisiana coast, like Lake Charles, right up the middle between the western border with Texas and New Orleans is where the cone goes. And the only reason I mention it to you, I mean, the weather matters and people pay attention to all the weather that happens on the Gulf Coast. The only reason I mention it to you is because we're going to be on the dirty side of this storm. And if it does come as a, you know, Category 1, Category 2, there's a chance we get they're looking at like 4 or 5 inches of rain for our area is what kind of the general expectation is. But you're talking about, you know, fairly significant winds, possibility of tornadoes, you know, all of that stuff. And so why is it that when you go to the gas station today or yesterday, you see a lot of people? Why is it bread seems to be out? You know, like that kind of stuff, because people are behaving the way they do when they haven't planned ahead. But it is worth noting, if you ever watch these radar images of hurricanes as they come ashore somewhere, like, for example, when they come ashore on the Big Bend, you know, well to our east and we're on the clean side, we kind of ignore it because it doesn't have any effect on us. On the clean side is on the west side. But on the east side, if you watch, those trailing bands can be hitting Miami while the hurricane is in, you know, Jacksonville. And so you have a long distance effect, potentially, depending on where the band is and where the band isn't. And you ask me my guess, it looks like we're going to be in kind of the middle of one of those outer bands as it goes through. So a lot of rain, a lot of wind, potentially a lot of wind, and, you know, other effects. This would be Wednesday afternoon, basically. So like we always say, you know, be prepared. Flash flooding can happen. Have your plan just in case. People might lose power. If you're in a place that loses power a lot, chances are, you know, so be prepared for that. And just don't be surprised by it. Don't be caught off guard. Even though it's not affecting us directly, it still is going to have effects in our area. 5:57 here on News Radio 92.3. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? All of a sudden, it went straight out of my brain. I have so much on this Jeff Bergosh thing. It's amazing. I really do. Lots and lots and lots of stuff on that. We'll be covering it later on this morning. The mayor... It's kind of funny. Watching the press conference yesterday, the mayor basically said that ST Engineering is going to start doing press conferences with us or something, that they're going to be available. Now, Bill Hafner, who is the kind of the local point person for all of this, I have talked with him many times, and he's always been responsive. But we've kind of been waiting. You know, he had a big meeting. You know, the mayor had a big meeting with them about the Chilean workers and, you know, how they're being treated or mistreated. Are we sending people over to Mobile at 5 o'clock in the morning to work when they're supposed to be working here? Like all of that kind of stuff. And he basically yesterday said, the good news about this, from my perspective, is we are interested. We care. We want to have a good community with good jobs. But I am hoping to get out of the position of being the public relations person for ST Engineering. They can speak for themselves and I expect them to. And we, you know, he's going to get better information. There's going to be independent oversight of the jobs and the numbers, but they say they've filled all the jobs for Hangar 1, which is good news, presuming that that's accurate. So we'll see. They, you know, haven't reached out yet. I don't know that it'll be this week, maybe next week. If I don't hear anything from them by next week, I guess I'll give them a call and see, you know, what's going on. But information appears to be flowing and about to flow better, and so hopefully so. The big news tonight is going to be on the debate stage. You're going to watch Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate. I wish I didn't have to watch this. David's laughing at me. No, you know what I have learned? Watching these debates only brings out the worst Andrew in me. That's all it does. It brings out angry, sarcastic, frustrated, why can't we have better Andrew? Okay. And I've discovered something about myself, John. When I listen to Trump talk, I get angry about Trump. And when I listen to Harris talk, I get angry about Harris. And so my best way of life is to not listen to either of them. But then I have this stupid job where I've got to listen to them and talk about it. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to this at all. But yay, we'll talk about it tomorrow.